I'm sitting here with Brooke Bentley. She's with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly. Brooke, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Northern Nevada Business Weekly, you just published an article about what's going on with the housing in Washoe County, in Reno, and Sparks. Can you just tell me a little bit about where we are with housing right now?
Yeah, it was a report provided by the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors that addressed the Q2 and June prices and the continued growth that's happening in the area. And so some of the findings in that were the median home price increasing and going up into that 300K range. It's the first time in a while it's been a continued growth over the past several years, pretty much since the recession as things have moved forward.
What does that mean for the community? Are we seeing more houses being sold or is it about the same? How's that working for sellers?
Currently, the report suggests that there are more houses selling at the moment, but it's also the inventory is probably going down. Part of what's happening there is people are seeing the market come up for the first time in a long time, especially since the recession, and they think it might be a really great time for them to sell their property. Or vice versa, people are really excited to purchase something. And as that inventory changes and there's less to buy, that median range is moving up because the market is demanding that.
The detached single family home, the traditional house with a yard, that unit is still the most desired home type in Reno. So as it stands right now and what you've seen, I mean, is this something that people are going to be able to afford moving forward?
Earlier this year, I met with a site selector who addressed some of that, and he says people who are in the income range of 70K to 100,000, they're in a good position to try to buy a home in the market here now. But if you're in that lower range of the 35K, something like that, the amount of homes that are available in that price range that would meet that income level is low.
It seems like a lot of the jobs and the industry coming here is manufacturing based. So are those wages, are those in line with the rising housing cost?
It'll take some time to tell. Right now, as the housing cost is going up and people are here and these jobs aren't quite out there yet, they're not quite being filled yet. So it's a little early to tell if those wages are going to be enough for people to get into a housing situation that they like and they can afford. Hopefully it will provide them enough of an income to have a good living situation. But the other piece that's a factor in that is the inventory that exists with the housing.
Well, let's chat about inventory then. What's our inventory situation look like in the area and what kind of shortfalls do we have with it?
The Q2 report also touches on it a little bit, that inventory is low. And there have been some projections made that the current inventory is going to disappear in a much quicker time frame than is typically comfortable for market. And so as part of that, people who typically could afford a house in the 200, maybe touching the $300,000 range, probably can't find something in that range right now. So that brings in the construction factor. And if those houses can be provided in a timely fashion for the jobs that are coming in.
If people decide that they want more amenities and they start moving to downtown areas or midtown and or these more condensed areas, I mean, how does that affect housing in those neighborhoods?
Yeah, Midtown's a great example and a hot topic. You know, everybody's talking about Midtown. It's kind of the it place to be in the area right now. And there's a lot of ups and downs happening there. Some of them are, you know, they're second and third generation property owners that are holding on to things and they're doing well because they just have to do minimal maintenance to keep the property. And in the next few years, we may see things where the properties become unlivable and that those second and third generation owners do decide to sell to developers who have bigger intentions of making a community where you can have more of that mixed living and mixed use. And I think some areas of the market may be getting more attention, like tagging the word Midtown onto anything right now is going to be increasing the price associated with it, both in terms of if you're trying to rent a place or if you're trying to purchase a place. And it's allowing people who have purchased properties, maybe when the recession was going on, they purchased them at a better price and they've been hanging on to them and maybe they haven't been making their return on their investment. So while at times it may seem like people are just trying to cash in or they're just raising their rents, there's also a driving force on the other side that maybe they hung on to it through a time when things weren't good.
Brooke Bentley with Northern Nevada Business Weekly, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you for having me.